My guest at this time is Hans von Spakovsky. He's a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and manager of the foundation's Election Law Reform Initiative. He is also co-author of Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. On Thursday, Holder announced he was resigning as Attorney General after nearly 6 years on the job and often being immersed in political and racial controversy. We want to get insight now from Hans into Holder's proper legacy. And Hans, thank you as always for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Some say Holder's leaving because, look, it's almost been 6 years. It's a long time to serve as Attorney General, and he's made it known pretty clearly in the past that he thought about leaving before. Others think something else is afoot, like maybe the president wants a confirmation fight to fire at the base before the midterm elections. What insight do you have onto the timing of this?
Well, I don't think there's going to be a fight before the midterm elections because the Senate and the House, they're all gone. You know, they're back in their home states working on elections. But look, there's probably going to be a lame duck session in December after the elections. And if the Democrats lose control of the Senate, December will be really the last chance for Harry Reid, working on behalf of the president, to force through any new nominee for the president. So if he doesn't resign now and they don't get somebody confirmed in December, Holder would basically probably be set to stay there through the end of the president's term.
Hans, the conservatives and liberals obviously will have very different ideas about what Holder's legacy is. You've obviously written an entire book on it, but in a nutshell, what do you think it'll be long term?
I think it'll be very bad. I think he has politicized the department to a degree never seen before. I think he has done a lot of damage to not just to the Justice Department, but to the impartial and objective administration of justice, which is what the Justice Department is supposed to do and hasn't been doing for the last 6 years.
In your book, and you and I talked about this at length in the interview we did about the book, you and John Fund accuse Holder of politicizing the Justice Department, as you just explained, on issues ranging from civil rights to making partisan the Office of Legal Counsel to troubling treatment of the media from Associated Press to James Rosen of Fox News to refusing to investigate issues like the IRS and other issues fast and furious. Which of these you mentioned before that there's a lot of damage done? What's the most damaging thing?
Well, I think when people die, you have to say that is the greatest damage. And that takes us back to Operation Fast and Furious. An American border agent died directly as a result of a reckless operation that allowed guns to get into the hands of Mexican drug dealers. And, you know, Eric Holder's directly responsible for that. And that's why he was held in contempt by the House, the first and only attorney general in history to have that happen.
Do you think that'll be a stain on his record in history, or will it largely depend on who's looking at it?
No, I think it will be a stain on his legacy. I don't care who you are. You cannot explain away the death of an American. And frankly, what may be hundreds of Mexican citizens that are directly the result of a law enforcement operation conducted under Holder's supervision.
As I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of your work at the Heritage Foundation deals with election law, and we've certainly seen plenty on that front from his dismissal of the charges against the new Black Panthers in the early weeks of his time as Attorney General to obviously confronting a lot of different states about their efforts to pass voter ID and other measures. Overall, what's been his legacy on that front?
Well, he's waged a war, literally a war, on election integrity, trying to stop voter ID laws. He keeps losing, but he has made it extremely costly for states to try to put in just basic common sense measures like voter ID. And it seems like he really wants to promote and make sure that voter fraud is easy to commit, which is a terrible legacy for an attorney general.
Hans, you mentioned the different ways that you believe the Holder Justice Department has damaged the rule of law and the way justice is done in this country. Are the ways that he's changed the department easy to change back, or is this lasting damage?
No, it's lasting damage. Extremely difficult to change it back. Look, one of the things that he has done is they have basically bent and broken civil service laws and put radical left-wing lawyers and political cronies, Democratic donors, into civil service positions. And as a result of that, these people will be there in the next administration, even if it's a Republican administration, and they will be pushing, continue to push, the same kind of procedures and policies that, Holder put them in there for in the first place.
So whether it's Democrat or Republican, what is the most good that we can reasonably expect from a future attorney general?
The most good we can expect from a future attorney general is one who comes back in and says, we are going to fairly administer justice, and we're going to do it on a non-political, non-ideological basis. And frankly, anyone in the department with any interest in doing it differently should resign. And if they try to engage in that kind of behavior, they'll be terminated.
Hans, when you look at the bookends of Holder's time as attorney general, you start with, as we mentioned, the dismissal of the new Black Panther charges, as well as him saying we're a nation of cowards on the issue of race. And the other bookend, of course, is his approach and words on Ferguson. So we talked about the voting law aspect of his opinions on race. What about his overall performance on that issue?
Well, bookends, you know, starting with the new Black Panther, and how do we end? Well, we end with him going in and saying, before an investigation's even been done, that race was at the root of what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. That shows how he views everything through a racial prism, and frankly, it shows one of the biggest problems with his administration and with him running the Justice Department over the past 6 years.
In your book, you and John Fund describe President Obama and Eric Holder as something akin to ideological soulmates. They just see things very much eye to eye, both politically and racially in a lot of ways. What do you expect to see in the next nominee?
I suspect that the president is going to want someone who, frankly, continues the same kind of behavior as Eric Holder, and one who will keep the lid on the way Holder has in, for example, refusing to turn over documents in Operation Fast and Furious, refusing to conduct a real criminal investigation of the IRS, and that's exactly the kind of person I expect the president to nominate.
Any prediction on who that might be?
I don't know. You know, one of the people they're talking about is Donald Varelli, who's the current Solicitor General, who has not had a very good record in winning cases for the government before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, there's a number of unanimous losses that they've had, including several at the end of the most recent session. We'll certainly be watching how this nomination process plays out. And as you mentioned, the Holder legacy will be debated for some time to come. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Hans von Spakovsky is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation and is manager of Heritage's Election Law Reform Initiative. He's also co-author of Obama's enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America. Pleasure, Hans. Thank you.
Sure thing.
You bet, sir. Take care. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.